Okay, these figures don't show up correctly. I'm sorry, this always happens because these presentations have been produced on a Mac. But the numbers are here. What you can see that in premenopausal patients, bone loss is even more dramatic, which you would expect because it's a even more pathological impact we do with endocrine treatments on the bone health of our patients. And even with tamoxifen, which is known to be able to protect bone in postmenopausal patients, in premenopausal patients, these patients, when treated with ovarian function suppression and tamoxifen, will lose up to 10% of their bone within 3 years. In that trial, we had a 3-year treatment duration. That means that years 4 and 5 will actually, most of these patients will regain their ovarian function. But still, particularly when you use an AI where the loss is even more dramatic, even after years 4 and 5 without any treatment, these patients will not have caught up with their initial bone health. Again, when you use hyaluronic acid, you will completely abrogate that bone loss. And so it's now pretty well established when you